From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi forces have begun a new push toward the center of the city of Mosul in an attempt to take positions still held by the Islamic State group. Iraqi military officials said Sunday they have overtaken several villages in western Mosul in the latest fighting as they move toward the old section of the city. The U.S.-backed offensive has been delayed in recent days by bad weather. Thousands of civilians are fleeing each day. Thousands of delegates from around China have gathered in Beijing for the annual parliament session. The session began Sunday in the Great Hall of the People. Premier Li Keqiang told the delegates China wants to expand its economic growth by about 6.5% of GDP in 2017. The premier has also promised to tackle one of the country's most visible problems, air pollution. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will be proven right in his accusation that former President Barack Obama wiretapped his phones at Trump Tower in New York. An aide to the former president denies the allegations. Florida Senator Marco Rubio was asked about them today.
I don't have any basis. I've never heard that allegation made before by anybody. I've never seen anything about that anywhere before. But again, the president put that out there, and now the White House will have to answer as to exactly what he was referring to.
Senator Rubio's comments come courtesy of Meet the Press, NBC News. President Donald Trump is expected to sign a new executive order Monday regarding immigration and travel to the United States. A federal judge blocked a previous attempt. The Associated Press reports the new travel ban will no longer include Iraq on a list of seven Middle Eastern nations. This is VOA News. Scandal-tainted French presidential hopeful François Fillon addressed a campaign rally Sunday. Thousands of attendees waved French flags and chanted President Fillon as the candidate told them not to give up their fight. Once considered a near shoo-in for president, the 62-year-old Fillon is seeing his support erode. He's been criticized for the handling of an investigation into allegations that he arranged parliamentary jobs for his wife and children where they allegedly got paid but did little or no work. Four top European Union leaders hold talks Monday on the future of the European Union, hosted by French President François Hollande. The dinner meeting brings together French, German, Italian, and Spanish leaders. The meeting comes amid discussions about how the European Union can move forward in the face of Brexit, rising nationalism, and an EU-skeptic Trump administration in Washington. Local police and the FBI continue to look for the white male who shot a Sikh man after telling him to go back to your own country. The shooting took place in Seattle, Washington State, on Friday. The victim has been released from the hospital but wishes to remain anonymous and has not made any public statement. Here is Chief Ken Thomas of the Kent Police Department.
This type of activity will generate the full force and effect of the Kent Police Department and all resources that we could possibly muster up to hold those people that commit this type of crime that is completely unacceptable, to hold them responsible.
Ken Thomas. The Islamic State has taken responsibility for executing a kidnapped officer of Pakistan's Prime Intelligence Agency. Police found the body in the city of Multan. They identified him as Umar Mubin Jilani and quoted witnesses as saying the militants dropped his body on a busy road early Saturday morning before driving away. Thousands of demonstrators marched through the streets of Bucharest, Romania Sunday, blowing whistles and waving flags. They were trying to register their support for the nation's anti-corruption authority and to demand that the state institutions be free of political interference. British Finance Minister Philip Hammond said Sunday his nation would fight back if the European Union refuses to strike an acceptable agreement on Brexit. He told a television interviewer that Britain would do whatever is necessary to remain competitive if it leaves the EU without a trade agreement. Yemeni officials say al-Qaeda killed 11 soldiers Sunday in two attacks. Six were killed at a security checkpoint in the city of Shukra. Five were killed in Hadramaut. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.